This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I'm kind of excited about the jobs report, just because it is exactly the opposite of what the Trump derangement syndrome media would want to have happen right now. They just don't. They don't want to talk about that. They want to talk about all kinds of horrible, bad, terrible, awful things about Trump, and how do they ignore it? Manning wants to talk about J.R. Smith. You think that he was just having a bad day? He needed a Snickers, or what was that all about?
Yeah, he had a bad ending to the first half, and he had a bad ending, really bad ending to the end of regulation last night. So it was not good. Not a good day.
Not good.
For JR.
No. Yeah. What did he say? That he knew the score was tied, but he thought the team was to take a timeout or something?
Right? He was lying. He thought they were ahead, because if you watch the replay, and when LeBron goes over to him and is like, dude, you know, what was that, you know, and you could, if you read JR's lips, you could see him say, I thought we were ahead.
Oh my God.
You can read his lips and tell he's saying, I thought we were ahead. So whatever he said after the game, I saw what he said after the game. He's lying. He thought, you know, he just, that's J.R. Smith for you.
Not a straight up guy.
No.
Not good. Not good at all. Well, here's the great news, folks. Whether you could give a rip about the Cleveland Cavaliers or J.R. Smith blowing it last night, or the jobs report, you get to decide what we talk about on What's on Your Mind today. Yes, that's right. And guess what? That's every day. You just real simple. You dial this number, 258-0550. So real easy, 258-0550. That's the number. It's a local 701 number, 258-0550. You can call us toll-free if you like. We actually have a 24-7 toll-free line that allows you to leave messages and to share your comments anytime, 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776, the toll-free telephone number, okay? And you can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's just studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. And I'm trying to think, is there any other ways they can reach us? Anything else? Any other way? There's lots of ways, but just pick up the phone and join the discussion on What's on Your Mind. Todd was working till all hours of the night last night, so I think he sent us a note saying, "Yeah,
oh, I'm here."
Oh my gosh, what did you sleep for? Take a 15-minute nap and came back, or what?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
So what's
on
your mind?
We had weather sneak through and stuff. You know what? I happen to put a thing up on my Facebook page that has really caught lightning, so to speak. Weather pun intended. Do you vaccinate your children? Do you believe in vaccinations? And I didn't realize what a firestorm it was going to create, but it kind of did. Polarizing issue. So other than that, what's on my mind? One more day of severe weather, and then we get a nice quiet weekend out of it, and we can take a deep breath at that point and have some fun.
That'd be okay.
That would be fantastic.
We have a couple of guests next hour. It is the one-year anniversary today of oil flowing through the Dakota Access Pipeline. That infrastructure project received international acclaim because of a number of protests related to it, really a historic protest in the Native American community, historic in the sense of the amount of people from the number of different tribes coming together, historic that's significant. I mean, I'll grant them that. It was also, in my mind, really, really sad to see what it became as well. And so it became a bit of an embarrassment in the sense that, there was, trash left behind and, a project that started to want to highlight a need to protect the environment actually threatened the environment and, not pretty at all. But set all that aside, oil is flowing and has been for 1 year through that pipeline. Now, once oil is flowing, what does that mean? That means more revenue for the state of North Dakota. In fact, this biennium. We'll have the numbers for Ryan Rauschenberger for next hour, but it's about $250 million more for the biennium, as I recall. Don't have the numbers in front of me. But anyway, that's a topic for a little later on today in the program. Talk a little bit about that. Then Mac Schneider will be here. Mac is a Democratic candidate for the U.S. House race. This is the race for the House seat that Congressman Kevin Cramer is giving up to run for the Senate race. And Mac is running against Kelly Armstrong, the Republican candidate. So they'll be chatting there. Hawk Museum. Remember that? I had the good pleasure of being up there last year, the Dale and Martha Hawk Museum and Campgrounds. And they have their big event coming next week. That's a lot of fun. They really know how to have a good time, so we're going to be telling you about that today, too. It is that museum, if you haven't seen it, is really cool. It's North Dakota's largest display of prairie life. It's really something to behold. It is. It's pretty amazing. So you want to check that out. And they have camping hookups for $15 for a full hookup, you know, which is really nice and a lot going on. So check out their Facebook page. We'll tell you more about that a little later on in the program today, though. I just want to make sure that was on your calendar. 1 week from today is when they kick off again. So they have a grand time there. A lot of folks in the region know that. I found out about it for the first time last year and then went up and just had an absolute, you know, great time. 29th annual event is what they're doing this year. So they've got a petting zoo. They got the Dakota Drifters doing a dance at 7 p.m. next Saturday night. They just got a whole lot going on. So a lot of things happening. So get that on your calendar, and then I'll tell you more about plowing through the ages. That's what they're going to do. Here's another nice thing they're doing, by the way. They have parades 4 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 2 p.m. Sunday. On Saturday, next Saturday, so a week from tomorrow, at the Hawk Museum, they are doing a meet and greet with your local fire departments. So they'll put on a little showcase of their favorite pieces of equipment, but you can meet the firefighters. Kind of nice. Mission's only $10, great food, so a lot of fun. Get that on your calendar. Tell you more about it as we go over the next week. Here's a text question. During yesterday's broadcast, you had a guest on the show representing driverless vehicles. I texted a question that was read on the air. What are the advantages of a driverless semi-truck? His response was that lives would be saved. 30,000 to be exact. According to the U.S. Department of Transportation Fatality Analysis Report, only 3,986 lives were lost involving large trucks or buses. I love your show, and I know there are thousands listening and needed to clear the air. I don't remember who that was, but I know we did have a number of experts on about that. Maybe they just added a zero. They were thinking roughly 3,000 when it was actually a little better than, I mean, roughly 30,000 when it was a little better than, I don't know. I don't know. But lives saved, I guess, is still the point, according to these studies. I think we just need to ask a lot of questions on all of that. I think we just keep probing and, you know, don't just trust, but ask and ask and ask and ask. And I think ultimately a lot will come out of that.
Hey, Scott, let me help you out with that other deal.
Human life. I think there's 30,000 job openings right now for truck drivers, and there's about 30,000 deaths a year. An autonomous truck should be able to increase safety. We should be able to save lives with this technology.
Tavine.
Greg Tavine. Okay, yeah. And, you know, to be fair to Greg is the sponsor of the overall drone focus. He's not an expert on the actual, different numbers, but, you know, he obviously has a different number in his head. I'd be curious if the job numbers are 3 or 32 to know. But next time we have Greg on, we'll ask. It's a fair point. I'm glad you brought it up. What I'm saying is I don't think Greg Tavine was trying to mislead our audience. I think he either had that number in his head or, you know, misspoke or, you know, whatever. I don't think he was trying to hoodwink you. Another texter says, Trump derangement syndrome. You radical conservatives invented the derangement syndrome with Obama. How was it that you reacted to good job reports in 2012? Were there good job reports in 2012? I don't remember any. You, in fact, called them fake and made up. It's documented that 40% of you radical deranged Obama haters, Todd, I think he's talking to you, too. You radical.
Okay, we just hit the lowest unemployment, tied the lowest unemployment since 1969, yeah. Tying a figure from 2000. So whatever the 2012 jobs report was, tails.
Right, and there was really anemic growth during the Obama years, but I would argue that there were plenty of people that were a little obsessed with their dislike of Barack Obama for understandable reasons, Obamacare and some of the other things he did. But I always saw that as policy related, as not liking what he stood for, rather than personally going after him. I think with Trump it's different. I do, I really do. I think and look at the level of disdain for him in the media and among the Democrats and the things that are said. So I would beg to differ a little bit on your characterization of.
And how many people have had to backtrack of what they've said? What was that woman comedian just yesterday? Or whatever it was. Whatever.
How does she still have a job? Samantha Bee, you're talking about?
Oh, yeah. That's what
how does she
yeah.
still have a job? I mean, she says
good
far
question.
Less Roseanne did. Ridiculous. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. 1-318-0908. Thank you.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Small hours of the morning, while the whole wide world is fast asleep, you lie awake and think about the girl and never ever think of counting sheep.
Seriously.
Well, thinking, laying, thinking about the girl is a fun way to start a Friday, but it's not the most energetic way, maybe.
We'll fix that.
Uh-huh.
little more adrenaline pumped into this thing here.
Thank God it's... Thank God it's...
What's on your mind? Tell us at 258-0550 today. What do you think of this jobs report? U.S. added 223,000 jobs. Unemployment rate dropped to the lowest in 39 years. The rate at 3.8%. Labor force participation rate fell to 62% from 62.8%. Yeah, a lot of really interesting things in this number. So that'll be the big news today, as it should be. Gosh, I wonder... If lowering taxes, letting people keep more of their money, businesses having less tax burden so they can hire more, I wonder if that makes a difference. I wonder if...
Why don't we try it and find out?
I wonder if Democrats that have opposed it are now rethinking that. Say, gosh, look at the connection here. We've got historic tax reductions, great policy, and it leads to what? More jobs. More donuts, too. Do you know it's National Donut Day today, Todd? Were you aware of that? It's National Donut Day. That's right. Don't forget to call
us. A guy trying to lose weight, but okay.
Yeah, you can have one of those.
Yeah, wait till you come up with a donut that... I mean, they have diet drinks and stuff. Why don't they have diet donuts?
Yeah.
A man could dream, can he?
So it's National Donut Day. Don't forget to call us. Do not forget to text us. Do not forget to weigh in on the news of the day today on What's on Your Mind at 258-0550. Brought to you in part by our friends at the North Dakota Safety Council. And if you grab your calendar, we're always giving you things to put on your calendar, but they're good things. They're things you definitely want to be reminded of. And the North Dakota Safety Council, which is a private nonprofit, and Workforce Safety and Insurance team up for workplace safety training in many ways. And right now, if you have employees working in confined spaces, you're going to want to check out the new confined space training they have in their world-class facility in Bismarck. Your employees get the hands-on components involved in confined space entrant and attended course. Students get the chance to utilize this new custom-built training tower, and also learn all the aspects of the entrant and attendant duties. Here's the dates. June 25th, Bismarck. July 18th, Bismarck. And there's a confined space entry supervisor course July 20th in Bismarck. So there's your dates. If you need confined space training, don't miss these courses. Register online at ndsc.org. Click the training registration icon. Okay? There you go. All right. Jack in Fargo, let's get to you on What's on Your Mind. You're next. Go ahead, sir.
You say Jack?
I did.
Hey, yeah, sorry, I didn't hear you. Yeah,
right.
The difference, the response to that gentleman that sent you the letter, the difference between Trump supporters and Obama supporters is Trump supporters are always going to want to talk the issues, but you can always tell just the seething hatred of the anti-Trump people. And it's not only hatred for Trump himself, but it just extends to everybody who supports him. It's just an illogical hatred, and I just don't understand that kind of thinking.
Yeah, it's almost as if you can see it in their eyes, you know, when they hear the word Trump and then they have the idea that you're a Trump supporter. It triggers not a far off fetch there at all. So... It's not a stretch, is what I'm trying to say, because they really, I don't know. It's not healthy, and I didn't have that about Obama, did you?
No, not at all. All my issues with Obama were total related to the issues and facts, not personality.
Yeah, exactly right. Good points, Jack. Thanks for the call. 258-0550 is our toll-free or regular local number, brother. It's 258-0550. Just had a listener south of Minot send us a video, and it's this. The wind is pounding. There's Todd's voice in the background. The rain is pounding.
Well, for a second, I thought that was bacon.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like a sizzling bacon. No, it is what folks are seeing out their windshield in Minot, so be careful there, all right? Be careful. Someone has asked me to read the entire article below. Should I do that, Todd? Because it might take a week. Never would have an apology been but for Samantha Bee receiving a TV Academy Award last night in Hollywood, California for her show in Social Change. Instead, she should be stripped of her award, condemned, and fired along with the entire show. We should explain it for folks that haven't followed this. Samantha Bee is on TBS. I forget the show, but Turner Broadcasting System show that it's owned by the same people that own CNN, okay? And she said some vile, awful, horrible things we can't even come close to repeating here about Ivanka Trump. And many people are now comparing what Roseanne Barr did in that tweet and immediately being fired from ABC and saying, well, why isn't this woman being fired? So, you know, this listener saying she ought to be stripped of her award, condemned, fired along with the entire show. She attacked an innocent woman, Ivanka, who has nothing to do with our failed immigration laws. Called on Ivanka to use sexism on her father to change our failed immigration laws and used a four-letter word for Ivanka and the F-word as well. Two. That was just number one. It is Congress who should be called out for its inaction on our inept, failing, horrible immigration laws that do nothing to correct the problems and promote the safety and security of the United States and American citizens in our country's borders. Quick commentary. She's right. But we know relying on that fix hasn't happened, which is why I'm glad he's doing what he's doing. Three, we cannot have two standards of justice, moral equivalence treatment in our country, or we do not have a country with fairness and justice for all. Four, more conservatives need to speak out and demand equal treatment and justice for all. Five, President Trump is doing all he can to enforce our poor immigration laws. He isn't being given the money and resources and changes in our immigration laws by Congress to correct the problem. Everyone needs to call Congress and demand new, safer immigration laws, money and resources to fix the problem. And the vulgar, vile Samantha Bee should be fully fired. It's kind of a Donald Trump line, isn't it? Fully fired, as opposed to just fired. Fully fired. Todd, you ever been fully fired? You're fully fired. Just saying.
And well, partially fired is kind of like when you're on probation. Fully fired means please don't ever return.
Yeah, pack your stuff.
Yeah, it's happened. Yeah, sure.
Fully fired and stripped of her award last night along with her new...
And every day I get K-fired.
TBS show. So there you go. I read the whole thing as requested. Anything for our listeners? What do you think of that?
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
How low can it go? The latest jobs report out from the government shows the unemployment rate ticking down yet again to 3.8%. And that report's also better than expected when it comes to how many jobs were added last month, 223,000, as compared to the 188,000 most economists had forecast. President Trump is granting a full pardon to conservative commentator Dinesh D'Souza. Deputy Press Secretary Raj Shah asked if the pardon is meant to send a message to Trump allies that are being questioned as part of the Russia probe.
No, we're not. Each of the president's actions on pardons or on other things should be judged on the merits. D'Souza had been charged with breaking campaign finance laws involving donations he made to a former New York Republican Senate candidate. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand.
28 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. Top this. Texter sends a photo. Where is this, though? I don't know where this is at. 3.4 inches in 45 minutes. So we had one video of somebody south of Minot in a bit of a whiteout with a heavy downpour, and I don't know where this one is at. I'll ask, but let us know what you're getting for rain. 3.4 inches in 45 minutes. The radar give you any indication where that might be, Todd? Help us out there at all? What's on your mind continues. Telephone number is 258-0550. A couple of guests next hour, this hour, whatever is on your mind, anything on your mind, let us have it. Bunch of texts here. Some more calls as well, brought to you in part by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. H.A. Thompson & Sons has been doing what they've been doing for over 100 years. Celebrated their 100-year anniversary back in 2008. So they're well into the second 100 years to be serving you. And one of the ways they serve you is by saving you money. If you're a business owner, if you own a building, cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements for building and business owners maintain right now hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, nearly 1,000 buildings throughout the Northern Plains. They have commercial operations in Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Gwinner, Newtown, Minot. So they have services all throughout North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. HATandSons.com, the website. HATandSons.com. Heidi Heitkamp has tweeted out today a link to an article on the trade negotiations that we talked about yesterday. She says it's unconscionable to play politics with North Dakota producers' livelihoods. These tariffs on our trading partners should be unacceptable to anyone representing our state. North Dakota cannot afford a trade war. I won't stop speaking out against one. So she is, of course, the latest one is Canada, EU, and I forget the other country where we were removing the exemption on the steel and aluminum tariffs. So, you know, the current announcement does not affect producers, but obviously there's negotiations going on right now. Steel and aluminum, certainly, but not the ag community. So she's jumping right to the producers. What I hear Heidi Heitkamp say is the status quo is okay. And the way her pal Obama and amazing Hillary and all those folks wanted to play was the better way to play on trade. My opinion, informed from a lot of conversation with producers and experts, is that we get jammed. And a lot of trade deals, ag ends up taking the short end of the stick and all kinds of special favors back and forth, carve-outs and all kinds of other things. So, you know, another part of the trade deal can be a little more even. I mean, look at automobiles as an example. Automobiles coming from the EU, and that's the other country, by the way, in this aluminum and trade one, EU and Mexico and Canada. The EU, if we sell them a vehicle, okay, we sell them a vehicle, we add 2.5% on. They add 10% on. So when you hear Trump talking about reciprocal, that's what he's saying. That's a bad deal for the U.S. So, yeah, in my mind, we have to ask ourselves, are we okay with the status quo? And we're just going to take what we can get here? Or are we going to lean into this a little bit and have to go into a rough and tumble negotiation to get, in the end, a better deal? My sense, from the people I speak with, my sense from the times we've talked about it on this program, is people are, when I say people, producers. They want Donald Trump to do this. They want him to go in there and get a better deal. Because they've never had an advocate like that before. So is Trump right or is Heitkamp right? Tell me what you think. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Inch 20 north of Mercer, says another listener. That video earlier, the 3.4 inches in 45 minutes, was southwest Headinger County. Last year they had 1.9 inches for the entire year. Since Monday, 21st, 6.4 inches. Oh, my gosh. Is that something? Huh? All right. Thanks for that. Send your rainfall totals. Love them. Either 226-8503 for Todd or me, 367-2054. 367-2054. Another texter says, how could all the vile, nasty comments about our president and his family be all good and fine and loved by the liberals? In reference to the Samantha Bee comment, and Roseanne Barr gets fired for her comment about Valerie Jarrett. Wow. Talk about the ongoing double standard with the liberals. They can get by with saying and doing whatever they please. What a bunch of hypocrites. Agree or disagree with that? Scott, liberals haven't had a clue about economics since they crawled out. This won't change their minds. No? Gail says, do you think this racism and this constantly pounding on Trump and his family is now basically falling on deaf ears? I know. The group I hang out with, we expect to hear we're racism at least 100 times a day. We hear about Russia 1,000 times a day. We go and watch the news. It's about the bimbo Stormy Daniels and her slimy lawyer, Russian collusion and racism. I don't think it matters anymore. I think they just plain worn out that 8-track tape cassette, at least in my group. They did. We just expect it to hear it every day. I think there's something to that. I do. I think there's something to the idea that you just sort of be a broken record over and over and over again, and pretty soon. I think also, you know, the big thing Trump has going for them, people are going to hear all these horrible, terrible things about him, as they have all along. But then when they see, well, wait a minute, unemployment's down, more jobs, my wages are going up, I have more opportunity. I mean, look at the African-American unemployment rate. Just that one sector alone. How many of those people are going to say, you know what, I don't care what I'm supposed to think, according to, you know, Jesse Jackson and every other person claiming to speak for me. I like this. I like this opportunity. I think as long as conditions improve, that what Gail's talking about, that constant drumbeat over and over and over again, it'll fade away. It will definitely fade away. I completely agree. Thanks for the text, Gail. In the same vein, the ELD was supposed to save 26 lives. 26. If they're so worried about lives, shut down Planned Parenthood for 30 minutes. By the way, speaking of that, there was some stuff that came out on ELD yesterday. And I'm trying to remember. I know somebody saw some directive put out and said this is good news. We forwarded to
Congressman Kramer had a thing out. I had that on the news.
Yeah, and he was already aware of it, said he'd be putting out a statement. I don't know that I ever heard it. Do you have the audio clip of that, Todd?
Give me just a sec.
Although I'm obviously in favor of providing relief from ELDs altogether, particularly for smaller family operations, the Transportation Department's guidance for the transportation of agricultural commodities and, of course, personal conveyance could provide some much-needed clarification for our truckers or farmers, ranchers, and small businesses. I appreciate the many North Dakotans who've provided feedback regarding the ELD mandate and the hours of service requirements, and I encourage folks to continue to reach out to me with questions or input on the new guidance, as it's been your input that has gotten the DOT to this point, and we want to continue to keep the pressure on them to better understand how difficult this burden is in rural America.
I'm glad he could find the time to find a janitorial closet to stop and call us and tell us that.
However, we got it.
He stopped in the mop closet or something to give us that phone call. Good info, though.
It is, and that's obviously something that has been a huge pain point for a lot of our listeners, so hopefully we'll continue to make some progress on that. Donald Trump will be here before long, and he, too, during the campaign, talked a lot about that, and hopefully, maybe we can have a little trucker rally when the president comes and get a little trucker summit going so he can hear some of these things firsthand. Where the heck is Hawk Museum, says the texter. I asked that question myself before. It's by Wolford, North Dakota. It's about 23 miles south of Rolla. Does that help? So 4 miles east, 3 miles north of Wolford is where it is. But they have a Facebook page, so you can get some more directions if you like. But I'll give you the actual address if you want it. 4839 78th Street Northeast, Wolford, North Dakota. That's where it is. But I am telling you what, I had a blast there. I couldn't leave. It was like North Dakota's version of the Smithsonian. That's what it was like. I mean, the things they had, some of them I had never seen before, and it wasn't all ag. I mean, it's obviously they've got a lot of really neat farm equipment, and this event, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, next week from today, is the annual Antique Farm Show in Hawk Museum. And so, they have blacksmiths, in school, and they have old-time music and plowing and a sawmill and threshing and a lot of kids' activities and an ice cream parlor. They're doing Plowing Through the Ages. They do a craft show, a fleet market, indoor and outdoor rental spaces available for that. If you want to go out there and display your wares, you can call them at 477-5522. Friday night, they do a variety show. They do a dance in Milo Hall. They have an old-fashioned candy store in the Nansen store. It's like, Little House on the Prairie, and you're walking back in there to, the Little House on the Prairie days. It's really neat. Parades Friday and Saturday at 4, 2 p.m. on Sunday. They do an all-faith church service Sunday at 9 a.m., admission is only $10, good for all 3 days. Under 12 of age is free. They have barbecue ribs Friday night that are to die for. Prime ribs Saturday night, fantastic. Fried chicken Sunday, put that on in the Martha's Kitchen. It's really nice. They have a little snack shack. They have camping. This is really where a lot of fans really need campgrounds. Really, really nice. So hookups are cheap and $15. So if you want more information, I'll give you the main number here, 583-2381, 701-583-2381, hawkmuseum.com. I'm not going to be able to be there this year. I was there last year, but traveling a little bit into next week, so I'm not going to be able to make it. But I tell you, go up there, check it out, take it all in. You'll really enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. It really is. And if you like to camp, it's fun, unique place to camp. There are good spots, a lot of them. But even if you just go up for the day, you'll thoroughly enjoy it. Trust me, I had a wonderful time. I really had a blast up there, so thanks for asking. And they also have a website, hawkmuseum.org, and a Facebook page if you want some more information there. All right, it is 16 before the top of the hour. We'll take a quick break, come back with more. Again, Kelsey Warren, next hour, talk about the Dakota Access Pipeline. Looking forward to that and our chance to catch up with Max Schneider, Democratic candidate for the House race as well. Questions or comments for either of them, you can get them in nice and early for us as well. Phone us up at 855-200-1776, extension 1 to leave a message. More after this.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Vince Webkers here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Seems I've got to have a chance to see you. Every night I have spent as big, impressed by the way that could have been left you on my own.
And what's on your mind? Hi, everybody. Scott Hillen, Todd Mitchell, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. A couple of calls waiting to get in here. And texts are piling up, too. Speaking of the calendar, I've been telling you about all kinds of fun things coming up. I have another one for your list. August 10th is Best of the West Ribfest Day in Watford City, North Dakota. So I know it's June now. See, we're not that far away. August sounded like a long time ago yesterday because it was May. But it's June now, so it's not that far away. August 10th, the VIP tent, the great concert, the Main Street, and, of course, the concert on Main Street is really fun, but also the ribs are what it's all about. Ribs, ribs, ribs. So the lineup, Cody Charles Band, Craig Morgan, Party After Dark with Waylon. It is the 15th annual Best of the West Rib Fest. They're also doing Home Fest later this month, June 22nd and 23rd. That's really neat, too. A lot of, you know, they have food and music and art and activities and family and friends and food. And it's really kind of a welcome to those who've made Watford their home, their new home. So it's Home Fest 2018. That's a lot of fun, too. So great things going on. Connect Well ND going on up there. And if you stay at any of the participating hotels in the Best of the West deal, you get 10% off their already great deal. Watford City, North Dakota. You tell them Scott sent you. Texter says, thanks for caring about Hawk Museum. It's an easy one to care about. I tell you, I had just a wonderful time last year. Some people that I had known actually came along on one of our trips to New York City. Just said, you got to come up to Hawk Museum sometime. I said, well, make sure, just tell me about it when it gets close and I'll get up there. And so I did last year, and it was a delight. Want to also thank First International Bank and Trust. Tanner and the crew there at First International Bank and Trust for giving us the opportunity to talk about Hawk Museum over the next week. We're going to tell you lots about it next week as we count down to the big event, Friday, Saturday, Sunday next week, along with the friends at Gooseneck Implement as well. So, all right, back to the calls here. Leah up in Benedict had a question or a comment about the president. Go ahead, Leah, you're up.
Yes, hi there. Yeah, you had mentioned at one point how sometimes visiting with the anti-Trump folks kind of gives you the weebie-jeebies, and just there's just something unsettling about that. And the earlier caller mentioned kind of the hatred and the logic that we can kind of see in their eyes. And I guess I just want to say that the I believe it's a spiritual issue, that the eyes of their understanding have been spiritually darkened, and they have bought into the lies of Satan. And they're pretty much held captive, and we are dealing with the spirit of evil that dominates them. So we really can't overcome them with logic only, and because it's really, we're dealing with a spiritual issue. And the way I see to deal with this is coming against it with those things that come from the kingdom of God, you know, his truth, prayer, and love. And this darkness in them can go as far as evil can go. And so I'm not always looking at the person that I'm dealing with, but I'm looking at the spirit behind the person and the spirit that is dominating that person. And that's why we get so frustrated trying to explain it with logic. You know, how can they cannot see that this is goodness? It's because they have been overcome with the spirit that's not from God. And that is what is basically covering up their ability to see goodness and truth.
Interesting perspective, Leah. Thank you very much for your analysis. I tell you, I think some people struggle with what you're talking about, and you've thought a lot about it and obviously have a different approach to it that maybe will help others, because it can be frustrating when you are trying to have a conversation about, you know, just a reasonable conversation about difference of opinion. And I always believe that it's better to try and have that conversation and just sort of understand where the other person is coming from and continue that dialogue. And you know, so much of it becomes snippy and mean and, you know, especially on social media. And at some point, you just have to disengage from it and do a little bit of what you're talking about there. Appreciate your call. The governor's office has put out a press release that moments from now, they will be making an announcement related to workforce shortage. The governor joining public and Governor Doug Burgum today joining public and private sector officials for a press conference to announce a first of its kind statewide survey and other efforts being made by the reinvigorated Workforce Development Council to help North Dakota's workforce challenges. So the governor will be joined by the Labor Commissioner and Job Services of North Dakota Executive Director, the Greater North Dakota Chamber President, who's new in that post. That's Eric Spencer. The Workforce Development Council Chair, Dave Farnsworth, and Raheem Williams, a research economist at the Center for the Study of Public Choice and Public Enterprise at North Dakota State University. That's starting in about 5 minutes at Memorial Hall at the Capitol. We will have Facebook Live coverage of that during the show, just to give you a little more information on what is happening on that front today. Let's see. Texter says, okay, NPR this morning ran a report insinuating that Mr. Trump's tweet anticipating good numbers for the jobless report could be construed as insider trading. Check it out. NPR Public, Prairie Public. Sorry, I listened to the enemies, too. Well, no, you got to, you know, find out what they're up to, right? Yeah. I don't think Roseanne Barr should have lost her show or B should be fired. They just want to talk like Trump. Okay. Thank you for sharing. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Scott Hannon here with a reading recommendation. The book Open Secrets of Success should be on your nightstand. The Gary Thileson story is a roadmap to how to go from Daisy, North Dakota, to being a billionaire and one of the country's greatest hotel developers, the biggest. What an incredible story it is. I've met Gary. I've interviewed him many times. I really enjoy this book because there's so many things here, not all ups, but downs, and how you react to them and what you do and how you take life lessons very young, lessons from your parents, lessons from your neighbors, and turn them into a roadmap on how you build a business. And Gary has built some great ones, including an incredible ESOP that made a lot of folks very, very wealthy for their work. The book is called Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thileson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press. Buy it wherever you buy books. Get it online. Just get the book, read it, and pick up some great lessons on Open Secrets of Success from Gary Thileson. You'll enjoy it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9-11. Through 9-11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Interesting. In trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.